Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in. This is Send It In. This is the BetMGM Network. I am Jake Hassan. We are here for 30 more minutes, and then I piss off to Scotland for a week. So let's get weird. Let's just throw in anything you got in the comments in the not betters box. Go to Twitch, go to YouTube, go to Twitter, at the BetMGM Network. Send in any of your comments, your bets, your questions, your travel tips, what you're doing for the 4th of July. We, and by we, I mean actually we, me and Sean, are going to rank beverages for a 4th of July celebration. Any of your power rankings for the 4th of July, whether that be food, drinks, activities, go to Twitch, go to YouTube, go to Twitter, at the BetMGM Network, and interact with the show. I want this to be a big, huge, massive show interaction day. I don't want to do a lot of work. I'm here for the last day, and then I get on a plane, okay? So I don't really want to talk that much, except I'm going to talk a lot, but I would like if you guys could show some prompts and throw some stuff into the chat so that it makes my life easier. I mean, I know you want me to break down the 17 games we have on the slate today, and I will. I have bets in most of those games. We have two Jakey Rakes just for funsies home run plays of the day today. So don't you worry your little heart about that. We will get to all of the bets, but no guests. It's just me, it's just Sean, and it's just you, dear listener and dear viewer. So for the next 28 minutes, get in here, get your bets, your questions, your comments in, and let's just have a grand old time. It's almost the 4th of July. It's summer weekend. It's a beautiful day out. Let's just get weird and let's have some fun with it. And we encourage all of you to participate. So Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter at the BetMGM Network, and we will have a lot of fun today. And I don't ask a lot of you people. God knows I don't have to ask you for reviews and five-star ratings anymore. So if you could just interact with the show when I ask, I just got a great laugh out of Sean out of that one. But it's true. I don't ask you people for much. So get into the chats and interact with the show. Make my life a little bit easier today before I, you know, again, piss off to Scotland for a week and enjoy myself and be up to my eyeballs in Guinness. But regardless, we appreciate you guys being here, as always, on the BetMGM Network for this show, for Send It In when PJ's here, even though this is my show now, especially if we hit these home run bets today. But for all of our programming, the Daily Tip, Bet Sweats, You Better You Bet, BetMGM Tonight. Is it just a bunch of random people this week? Yeah, everybody's on vacation. But you should still be here because there's still bets to give out and breakdowns to give out, including a couple of games that we have going on right now in which I am sweating the A's on the money line, Mitch Spence against Ryan Pepiot. And you guys know I like the Rays, and I said yesterday on You Better You Bet that I think the Rays, and I said it on this show, the Rays are going to be an issue when you get to the postseason because you have Ryan Pepiot, you have Drew Rasmussen, you have Taj Bradley, Shane McClanahan's coming back, Junior Caminero looks like he's finally turning into a star. Brandon Lau, I think I said Brent Lau yesterday. That was really weird. Brandon Lau hit a home run yesterday after I said he's good for a couple clutch home runs. Yandy Diaz is consistent as they come, and they have a bunch of great outfielders as well. So I think the Rays are going to be good, but I took the A's today because the price was just wrong. It was about plus 180, and Mitch Spence has actually been very good on the road. So the A's have a 2-1 lead right now in that game. I am also going to be sweating the Cardinals first three team total under half a run. You guys know how much I like those bets. Mitch Keller going against the Cardinals lineup that was without Wilson Contreras and without Nolan Arenado. So I was all over fading the Cardinals in that one. But before we get to surely all of the comments, questions, bets, your power rankings that you're sending in by the boatload right now, or at least you should be. Once again, if you're just parachuting in now, if you were late to the beginning of the show, we're 4 minutes in. But go to YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, at the BetMGM Network, and send in your comments, questions, bets. It is going to be a huge show interaction show today. But before we do all of that, I have to get to the card, and I have to get to the awards, because a couple of you guys tweeted at me, and a couple of you were in the Definitely Not a Bettors box talking about the awards and asking about the awards, saying, Jake, what are we going to do with Cy Young? Jake, what are we going to do with the other awards outside of Rookie of the Year? And I talked about AL Rookie of the Year yesterday, and I just want to close the loop on that because, update, Jacob Wilson did not play today after not playing yesterday as well for the A's. He's got a hamstring injury. So that door right now is wide open. Jacob Wilson is as low as minus 260 as a favorite still, but still minus 260 for American League Rookie of the Year. He was minus 600 yesterday. So that door, I mean, Cam Smith went all the way from 11-1 to plus 450. After we talked about it on this show, I'm not saying, is that a coincidence? I don't think so, but I don't think it's a coincidence. I think some of you went out and bet that, as you should, because now if you got those 11-1s from yesterday or the 9-1s, you got a really much better number because now Cam Smith is the second favorite, tied with Nick Kurtz behind Jacob Wilson. And Jacob Wilson, who knows what this is going to turn into, if he's going to miss even more time with a hamstring injury after he was scratched yesterday and did not play in today's game against the Tampa Bay Rays. So all of that being said, I don't think you have to rush and bet the plus 450 or the 5-1s on Cam Smith and Nick Kurtz. But somebody did tweet me, hey, Jake, you know, do the voters take in defensive war when they're talking about the voting and the valuation of these players? Because yes, while Cam Smith has overtaken Jacob Wilson in Baseball Reference's calculation of wins above replacement, he's still pretty far behind in Fangraphs's metric of offensive wins above replacement. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Fangraphs splits wins above replacement into two separate categories. They have the full one, but they also split into offensive value and defensive value. And Cam Smith's defensive value is kind of boosting him up right now, whereas Wilson has a lead offensively. Well, now the goalposts move a little bit because Jacob Wilson is accruing zero war altogether because he's not playing. And we don't know when we're going to see him again. Does he shake it off in the next couple of days? Yeah, probably. And that's why he's still a pretty big favorite at minus 260. But I think in the power department and, you know, RBI department, if Jacob Wilson's going to be hampered by injury, maybe some of those stats start to take a hit. And to answer the question of, well, how do voters take this in? Are they going to split hairs of, oh, well, Wilson had much higher offensive war? I don't think so, especially when it comes to the counting stats. Like, I think if we're going to get to a point where the counting stats are coming into play, like, for example, like right now, Cam Smith in the power department overall. For home runs, Cam Smith has 7 home runs. He's got 33 RBI, slugging 426. Now, Jacob Wilson, on the other hand, and as I filibuster here because I got to pull it up because I didn't write it down because I'm dumb. But Jacob Wilson has, of course, Baseball Reference taking 9 home runs. He's slugging 473. So those are close enough where I don't think voters are going to say, okay, well, Jacob Wilson's offensive war was much higher than Cam Smith's. And especially now, Cam Smith is on an Astros team that is absolutely surging and looks like a true World Series contender. So I don't think it's going to get that minute, and I don't think it's going to get that in the weeds, but it's a good question nonetheless, because how you acquire your wins above replacement, it can generally be an indicator of how it's going to look down the road. So the thing is, I think that Cam Smith's horrific start to the year is kind of tanking his offense evaluation on Fangraphs, because Fangraphs, usually with their projections, it's their WAR number is sometimes baked into the future projections. And I don't think those numbers and those calculations have caught up to what Cam Smith has been doing more recently. And that's why when you go to Baseball Reference, Cam Smith is ahead of Jacob Wilson, because Baseball Reference is, what have you already done? They're usually the here and now, and Fangraphs is usually of a more look down the road. And I don't think they've caught up to what Cam Smith is doing at the plate. Now, let's go to NL and AL Cy Young, because I did get a couple of questions about that, got a couple of tweets, got a couple of comments in the Definitely Not a Bettors box, which, away, if you want to interact with the show, which you should want to, because it's going to be a big show interaction show. We want your bets. We want your questions. We want your 4th of July plans. We want your power rankings, drinks, food, otherwise. And we'll get to all of those later on in the program at the BetMGM Network, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. And I guess if you miss the show live, you can go to Send It In wherever you get your podcasts and listen to it there. And then you can cry because you missed all the fun that we had during the live viewing and listening of the show, and you didn't get to be able to interact with the show. But that's your loss, and you should be on time, of course, unless you have something like, you know, whatever, your stupid job or whatever. But, you know, sometimes stuff gets in the way. But for those of you that are here, we would appreciate if you interact today, because we have some time to kill, and I'm about to go on vacation, and I'm in a silly, goofy mood. So please indulge that silly, goofy mood, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. But right now, we are talking awards, and we are talking about the Cy Young market. And last week, I talked a little bit about how Tarik Skubal, at a massive price, was maybe a little vulnerable because his velocity had started to dip. Across two starts, his velocity had gone down from his average of 97.5 to the 95. Low 96 range. And that to me was cause for concern, because he set a major career high in innings pitched last year and was well on his way to back-to-back seasons of more than 180, 170 innings pitched, which he had never done before, whether that be because of COVID or because of injury. Tarik Skubal had never had this much of a workload in back-to-back seasons or in general overall. So I thought he was a little vulnerable. What does Tarik Skubal go do on Sunday night? 13 strikeouts and is back up into that 97, 98 range with his fastball. So maybe not as vulnerable as we thought. However, I still think this is a very tight race. And while Skubal's your minus 250 favorite at BetMGM, it's still a pretty tight bunch here, because you have Hunter Brown at plus 550, Garrett Crochet at 6-1, and then Jacob deGrom and Max Fried at 11-1. And Max Fried had a bad start against the Toronto Blue Jays yesterday, where he got hit around a little bit. So that's why you've seen his odds come back down a little bit and draw back and regress. However, you still look at all the major statistical leaderboards, and these guys are all right within a stone's throw of each other. I mean, just real quick, if you want to go through it, and I don't care if you don't want to, I have the microphone and we're going to do it anyway. ERA, Hunter Brown's your leader at 1.74. Then it's Fried and DeGrom at 2.13, Skubal at 2.15, and Crochet at 2.26. So all within a half a run of each other, more or less, when it comes to ERA. Then you go to Ks per nine. Skubal 11.39, Crochet 11.24, Brown 10.84, and then a drop off of DeGrom to 8.8. So the top three, Skubal, Crochet, and Hunter Brown, again, all within 0.5 of each other. And then DeGrom at 0.8, but we know he has the stuff. And he had another good start yesterday where he's just pitching efficiently. He's not racking up the strikeouts like he did earlier in his career. Now let's go to the whip. Skubal 0.83, Brown and DeGrom 0.89. Fried 0.94, Crochet 1.03, all within 0.2 of each other, the top four all within 0.1 of each other. Now, wins above replacement, this is where the biggest discrepancy is. Skubal 4.3, Crochet 3.6, Brown 3.0, Fried 2.7, DeGrom 2.6. The thing to remember here, though, is Fried and Crochet have made 18 starts. Skubal and DeGrom have made 17. Hunter Brown's made 16. His 17th start is later today, and I do have bets for that, and it's against the Rockies, so I'm sure you can guess what it's going to be. But this is all very jumbled. I know Skubal's your minus 250 favorite, and yes, he deserves to be. He is the likeliest winner, but this is far from over. And honestly, if I had to make a bet right now, I still think it's DeGrom at 11-1. Talked about this a little bit a couple days ago. Look at that. I mean, he's 0.4 behind Brown in ERA. The Ks per nine aren't awesome, but in whip, he's 0.06 behind Skubal. And he's only a win and a half behind Skubal and WAR with being one start behind him. So I think this is all much more condensed than the odds would imply. I think Jacob DeGrom, if you have nothing in this market, I think Jacob DeGrom's the bet at 11-1. Now, if you've been listening to me, whether that be on this show or another show that has to be redacted or Bet Sweats or You Better You Bet, you know we're big on Hunter Brown. We're good with Hunter Brown from before the year. So I'm cool. I'm just going to root for him like hell, especially against the Rockies tonight. Because, oh, buddy, could he put up a huge performance against that team. But if you have nothing, and I even think Crochet is a little mispriced at 6-1. But if you have nothing in this market, I think it's DeGrom at 11-1. And I think it's definitely going to be one of these guys. It's going to be Skubal, Brown, Crochet, or DeGrom. I think Max Fried's due for some regression. I think yesterday was an indicator of things to come. But I think this is a real tight race. If you have one of these guys from before the season or from a couple weeks ago, I think you're good. And if you have nothing, or if you have Skubal and you want to hedge, I think DeGrom is the way to go. Now for the National League, this to me is just going to be Skeens or Wheeler. Now Logan Webb's in the mix, Christopher Sanchez is in the mix, Yoshinobu Yamamoto's in the mix, but I think this is going to be Wheeler or Skeens, and the odds tell you that because Skeens is your favorite -150, then it's Wheeler at +125, and then it's fall off a cliff to Logan Webb at 16-1, and Christopher Sanchez at 20, and Yoshinobu Yamamoto at 35. Let's do the same exercise we did for the American League. ERA, Skeens 2.03, Wheeler 2.27, Webb 2.61, Yoshinobu Yamamoto 2.51, Sanchez 2.79. So Skeens, a pretty good lead there. 0.2, but still, compared to the American League, it's a pretty big discrepancy. And especially to Logan Webb, more than half a run behind Skeens. Ks per nine, Wheeler 11.4, Yamamoto 10.15, Webb 10.06, and then it's Sanchez and Skeens in the nines. So Wheeler, a massive lead there, and it shows. He's had three straight starts of at least 8 Ks. He had 10 in his last go-around. What was that, on Monday? So he's pacing the yard there. Now in whip, Wheeler 0.91, Skeens 0.92, Yamamoto 1.01, Webb 1.14, Sanchez 1.16. Again, pretty condensed there, Wheeler and Skeens. Same thing, though, and here's where it gets kind of interesting. Wins above replacement. Skeens and Webb, 3.5. Wheeler, 3.4, and then a drop-off to Yamamoto and Sanchez at 2.4. So if you want to make the case, and you have nothing in this market, you have no bets in NL Cy Young, maybe it's Logan Webb at 16-1, but me watching these games and watching these starts, I think it's going to be Skeens and Wheeler. And we've talked about the voters badly want to give Wheeler this award. It's almost like a legacy thing at this point. He's been a bridesmaid so many times. And I got a tweet last night of Jake. I got in bed with the bridesmaid last night, which was a hilarious way to say that. Actually, I'm going to give credit to whoever tweeted me that. It was, if you hold with me for a second, I mean, where else do you have to be? I'm watching this network anyway. Cowpad, who I know watches this network and watches the shows a lot anyway. Cowpad tweeted at me about getting in bed with Zach Wheeler, the bridesmaid, and wheeling it. Pun unintended, with some other stuff. I think that makes sense. I think Skeens and Wheeler should probably be a pick at about -110. So you do have a little bit of hashtag value with Zach Wheeler at +125. I think it's going to be one of those two. But if you have nothing here, I think it's Wheeler and Webb. Take the plus money. You want to take the long shot with Webb because the WAR, he's right there. And innings pitch, Logan Webb is far and away ahead. And he's in the mix there with ERA and with Ks and with WHIP. But I think it's just going to be Logan Webb or Freudian slip. I want it to be Logan Webb because we bet him a couple months ago, but I think it's going to be Skeens or Wheeler. And I have neither of those guys, so I just cry. I just have Christopher Sanchez, and I scream and cry and punch air. Maybe next year. I mean, I guess he starts today against the Padres. He could still get in this mix. But as of right now, on July 2nd, Skeens or Wheeler would be one of my guys. Throw a dart. I mean, don't go bet the -150 for an award that's going to close 4 months from now. You'd be at Thanksgiving. You'd be like, oh my God, Paul Skeens -150. We did it. Yeah, no kidding. Anyway, National League Rookie of the Year. Jacob Mizorowski starts today against the Mets. And I like him. I like his K prop over 5.5 and over 6.5. I think he's going to pitch really well considering it's the second game of a doubleheader against the Mets, who have been sliding and don't know one end of the bat from the other. Drake Baldwin is on the pine again. He's doing every other day, every 3 days with Sean Murphy. So Augustin Ramirez is back down to 8-1 because he keeps hitting home runs. He's a little interesting, but as of right now, I don't think there's anything to do. No, everybody sucks. Drake Baldwin can't find the field, mostly because the Braves keep putting him on the bench. Augustin Ramirez is very, like Katy Perry in 2008, hot and you're cold. Just can't consistently play together. So Hyesung Kim doesn't play consistently enough. Chase Burns got rocked by the Red Sox. Chad Patrick, nothing. Big zero. If really, Chad Patrick, if it comes down to a Brewer, they're going to give it to him over Mizorowski, please. Isaac Collins, big nothing. Dylan Cruz, big nothing. So National League Rookie of the Year, we're going to finish in second with Augustin Ramirez and we just cry. And that'll be that. And it'll be so much fun. Can't wait. Anyway. Get into the Not Betters box. Send in your comments, your bets, your questions, your power rankings of beverages, of foods, your 4th of July plans, and get in there and interact with the show. Again, I don't ask you people for much. So there's only one of you right now, and it's our regular Brian Giles, who is the man because he's consistently here representing. And we'll just do it right now, and then Sean can let me know if anybody else decides to show up today. God forbid. It's a visual show, by the way. Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, at the BetMGM Network. Brian Giles says, Jake, have a great time in Scotland. Thank you, my friend. I'm still on the Royals today with Cameron. I actually might be with you on that. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Thinking Yankees, Blue Jays over 9, and I'm still cheering for Kurtz because we have those tickets at 50-1. I think Kurtz is definitely in the mix. He continues to play really well. He's got a lot of ground to make up, but if Wilson's going to be on the bench or he's going to be missing some time with his hamstring injury, I think we are way live with Cam Smith and Nick Kurtz. So fingers crossed. We'll see. We'll keep an eye on Jacob Wilson. I mean, I won't because, you know, later suckers. But anyway, I digress. Let's get to the card. Let's get to the bets, everything that we have going for today. And it's a massive card, mostly because of the rainouts from yesterday. And just updates in case anybody cares, which you probably don't. But A's and Rays still 2-1 in the top of the fifth. I am sweating the A's on the money line. And Cardinals Pirates 1-0 in the bottom of the third. Oh, wait, we cashed that. Sweet. Cardinals first three under a half. Ching. Love it. That is the sound of the cash register opening for, you know, my bets to push that forward later today, which we will talk about right now. Padres and Phillies, Nick Pivetta versus Mick Abel. I do like the Phillies in this one, and that is getting started right now. The end of the first just finished up. I like the Phillies in that one. I like Mick Abel. He has a ton of upside, and Nick Pivetta has been terrible in his last couple of starts, and in the month of June, he was very, very bad. Tigers and Nationals, listen, it was only ever going to be the over, and look what you know. The Tigers put up 6 runs in the top of the first against Trevor Williams. Not super surprising, because, you know, he's bad. But elsewhere, in game 2 of Padres and Phillies, Dylan Cease versus Christopher Sanchez, I'm just going to root for Christopher Sanchez. Second game of a doubleheader, if you want to take his props over Ks, over outs recorded, I don't think that that's going to be a bad look whatsoever. And then as far as the other games go, Brewers and Mets, I stayed away just because you had some changes. Freddy Peralta, I still was thinking about fading because he hasn't been great on the road, but there was nothing for me. But the games that I do have stuff in, let's start with Twins and Marlins. Marlins home dogs, total is at 8.5. Twins minus 120, Marlins even money. Simeon Woods Richardson against Jansen Junk. The Marlins have won 8 in a row. They've sneaky been awesome lately. And Simeon Woods Richardson just not very good on the road. So I am going to go with the Marlins. I think they make it 9 in a row. Jansen Junk has actually been great at home. Granted, it was only one start at home, the rest out of the bullpen. But Simeon Woods Richardson is a fade for me. I'll take the Marlins on the money line in that one. Tigers and Nationals game 2 tonight of the doubleheader. It's Jack Flaherty in this one. He gets pushed back against Mackenzie Gore. I liked the Nationals anyway against Jack Flaherty. And now you're giving me Mackenzie Gore? 1,000%. Nationals on the money line. Carey Carpenter on the injured list for the Tigers as of yesterday. Washington on the money line. I want to back Mackenzie Gore in that one. Yankees and Blue Jays. Total is at 9. Yankees minus 125. Blue Jays plus 105. Will Warren and Jose Berríos in that one. It's probably the Yankees. If you want to pay the juice with Will Warren, that scares me a little bit. Warren's actually been awesome. 1.96 ERA in his last four starts. You know Jose Berríos is a fade for me. He has been worse at home than on the road this year. And the Blue Jays, after their offensive outburst yesterday, maybe some regression, fade them and a fallback spot after yesterday, after their win, their big win on Canada Day. Of course, all the Blue Jays fans are going to be saying, oh, well, we could tie for the division lead today if we win. I think that's too much pressure. I think the Yankees on the money line is the only angle with that one. Reds and Red Sox. Red Sox -130. Totals at 9.5. Nick Martinez versus Brian Bayo. I think I have a little bit of interest in the Reds on this one, just as a fade of Brian Bayo, but I think it's just going to be the first five over. Martinez hasn't been good on the road. Bayo's always doing that high wire act where he puts a million guys on base and somehow gets out of the jams. So I'll take the first five over, a little bit of interest in the Reds on the money line in that one. Game two of the doubleheader between Brewers and Mets. Totals at 8.5. Mets as dogs in this one. It's Jacob Mizorowski versus Blake Tidwell. And it's Mizorowski. I think he's going to have a great start today. Honestly, I think he's going to start to put a stranglehold on this National League Rookie of the Year race. He's already a huge favorite. I think he widens that gap even more today. Mizorowski over Ks, over 5.5, over 6.5, especially because it's going to be a Mets offense that's tired after, you know, the first game of the doubleheader. And they've been a disgrace lately anyway. I'll go Mizorowski over Ks, and I'll do the Mets first three team total under in that one as well. Angels and Braves, totals 9.5. Yusei Kikuchi versus Didier Fuentes. You're going to do this again? Did nobody learn their lesson from last night when you made Grant Holmes a -190 favorite? That got bet out to -210. Am I taking crazy pills? Like, I'm taking the Angels on the money line again. The Braves stink, baby. And the Angels are playing much better baseball. They're sneaky in the wild card race. So I'll take the Angels on the money line again here. Yusei Kikuchi having a fantastic year, a 2.79 ERA for the Angels. The Braves, it's just, how are you lining them as favorites? I'll take the free money. Thanks. Another one that I'm going to run back from yesterday. Cubs on the run line. They're -160 favorites at home. Shohei Imanaga on the mound. Matt Boyd diced up the Guardians yesterday. And Imanaga's better than Boyd. And he's still a lefty. And Bibee is always prone and good for a blow-up. I know the wind is blowing in at Wrigley today, but I don't care. Give me the Cubs on the run line again. They nailed it yesterday. I think they have it in the bag again today. Orioles and Rangers. Totals 8.5. Orioles +115. Rangers -140. Tomoyuki Sugano against Nathan Eovaldi. And this will be my first home run bet of the day, and we'll save the second one for the end. But the first of the Jakey Rakes Just for Funsies home run plays of the day. Give me Gunnar Henderson, better than 3-1. He is 7-for-8 with a double and a 7.09 expected slugging against Eovaldi. He has a home run in two of his last five games. He rates out great on batters-box. So give me Gunnar Henderson to hit a home run against Nathan Eovaldi. That's my only bet in Orioles and Rangers. Astros and Rockies. This is, to use a Nick Costos term, and I'm going to do it because he's also on vacation, so somebody's got to do it. This is manna from heaven. Hunter Brown against the Rockies? Give me Hunter Brown over all of the Ks, all of the ladders, 9 strikeouts, 3-1, 10 strikeouts, 6-1, 1,000%. Let's make a run. Let's make a push for that American League Cy Young Award, my king. Hunter Brown. Ladders against the horrendous Colorado Rockies. Royals and Mariners, Noah Cameron versus Logan Gilbert. This was mentioned in the definitely not a bettors box. I kind of like the Royals. Noah Cameron was not good in his last start, but it was against the Dodgers. So a bounce back spot for him against a Mariners team that has exactly one good player that could swing the bat in their lineup. I know Randy Rosarena's hot right now, but that'll end at some point. And Logan Gilbert's good, especially at home. He's cleared 6 innings just once this year. And that was his first start of the year. So I'll fade the Mariners. I'll fade Logan Gilbert. Give me the Royals on the money line. Giants and Diamondbacks. I do have one bet, and it's the final bet on the card today. The Jakey Rakes, just for funsies, home run play of the day at +575. Give me Willy Adames. He hit a home run last night. He has a very good history against Merrill Kelly, 8-for-22 with 2 home runs. And he's actually been playing better, Adames has. 876 OPS in his last 20 games, which I know isn't like eye popping, but for a guy that was hitting about 170 through the first couple months of the season, that's a pretty good turnaround. So give me Willy Adames to hit a home run today. That is the Jakey Rakes Just for Funsies home run play of the day, of the week, of the show, because see ya. Anyway, really fast to end the show, let's have some fun in the last 90 seconds here. Hey guys, thanks for getting into the chats. Brian Giles is the only one that I'm a fan of right now because the rest of you are on the list. And I'll bring in Sean for the last 90 seconds here. Sean, rank your best 4th of July drinks, your summer drinks. I'll go with mine really fast. A 4th of July drink, let's just assume you're on the water, you had a cookout, whatever. You're near a body of water, which as you should be because it's summer. For me, it's still High Life number one, High Noon number two, and then any kind of summery cocktail number three. Cover all of your bases. That's what you like, whether that is a vodka lemonade, whether that's a bourbon lemonade, which in my opinion is underrated, a tequila pineapple with a splash of seltzer. But Shawnee, last minute, where are you going?
Yeah, I have to go with you there on a number one's gonna be Miller High Life. Just can't beat it.
Yeah,
number two, I'll probably kind of vodka lemonade or like a whiskey lemonade, always great. Three, that's a good one. I'm just gonna do Jello shots. Just something about 4th of July on Jello shots.
That's fair.
Also, I did a really quick power ranking five here of just like 4th of July things. Honorable mention fireworks. Number five, Toby Keith. Number four, drinking games. Three, early morning golf, then come back and just attack the day. Two hot dogs, and then one Miller High Life.
Love it. Oh, that's a man after my own heart right there. That does it for Send It In. I'm out of here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.